Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. I'm your host, Derek. This is my platform to discuss my experience as a podcast producer and agency owner. Please follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios and Instagram at SRP Studios LLC. The show is recorded at SRP Studios in Hernando, Mississippi, and is produced by SRP Studios, a digital content production agency. Do you want to start a podcast? Well, go to ShelbyRowProductions.com and schedule a free consultation, and you can support through Patreon. Click the link in the description and sign up for that tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity will go a long way to help build this podcast. Hello, hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. I'm challenging myself. I've set a timer for 10 minutes. I do not want this to be any longer than 10 minutes. So today I want to talk about when your star player on your team decides to move on, and that person is Mondo. If anyone's been following, I've brought Mondo up more here and there. He was my graphic designer, and he was hired from pretty much day one, and ever since then has designed every pixel of every entity I own. SRP Studios, Schlubberow Productions, The Real Hernando, the Rhythm Section podcast, a couple other podcasts that are coming for Byhalia, Mississippi called One Light Byhalia, another business podcast for Hernando called Caffeine and Commerce. I can go on and on and on. All our thumbnails, everything. And he's all grown up now. You know, he was a lot younger when I hired him. He was a young freelancer. Just hungry and looking for anything he could do to find some work in graphic designing. That's what he loves doing. And 4 years later, he's got a huge portfolio now, where when I hired him, he didn't really have much of one. He was very early on. He was brand new in essence. And we had a good journey together, and he ended up being more than just the designer. He became an audio editor, a video editor, you know, in the best of ways, just so talented. But he also handled designing systems for me, he and I working together, and him being able to do more kind of coding type stuff. So it's been a great run. And now he's a little older. He's got two kids now, and he is moving on to try to find a W-2 job. And I can't say I blame him. You know, it's just time for him to move to a more of a career and hopes that he can find and land in a spot where he can do what he does best, and that's designing. Whoever gets him is very lucky. So Mondo does not listen to this podcast, but Mondo, I love you. I'm going to miss you. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this is it was my first real challenge when, you know, from losing a team member. I've had team members come and go. It's part of the game. But Mondo was so ingrained in the fabric of this that not only did I panic a little and, you know, get a little a little anxious about finding a new designer, but it was also a hit emotionally. It's more than just my designer leaving. It's a representation of a time of my life, growing together in this business. No one's been more ingrained in this business than Mondo. So I was sad. I'm still sad. It's a bummer, you know. But I had to learn through it. So my first, the first phase I went through was panic and anxiety and like, oh my God, because it's also not the best timing, but who says it's supposed to be in time? And then quickly got through that and, realized, okay, time to find someone. We got to figure this out. Mondo was nice enough to, help interview. I did find someone through a referral, This isn't about a hiring process. This is about a team member moving on process. So he quickly dug in and wasn't going to leave me hanging, and started searching while I was interviewing and doing our thing. And then what ends up happening is every day I realize, oh, I need to get this asset from him. I need to get these raw video files. I need to get directions on how to fix our tasking system. I need directions on how to set up a new business email for somebody, on and on and on. I'm like, oh my God, I was really losing the person that was my go-to for all those things. So, and he's been patient with me every day, doing a video for me, a tutorial on this, that, and the other, getting me files, you know, compiling stuff, things, getting things more organized. And it's been, you know, plugging along. He and I had our Zoom call today as I record this, and it was, I guess that was our goodbye, even though he's still around. He's still working on some things that haven't buttoned up yet. And the way the pay period works, he's still got money coming. So, anyways, it was a challenge. It was a great learning experience. It made me tougher because it's like, okay, yeah, if you lose someone super important that you feel is absolutely unreplaceable, it will get better. You just fight through the panic and the fear and the anxiety of that. And it made me stronger. It made me realize, okay, if I lose someone else on my team that is at Mondo's level, I know what to expect. I'll be stronger from this. I don't want to be such a downer on this, but you know, it was interesting. It was the first real experience of me having that kind of adversity in my team, and such a big chunk of it leaving, such a big part of the quality of it. You know, his personality in it. Every designer is talented, but all those designers have their own expression. And that's what I'm going to miss, Mondo's expression and his brand that he brought everything, that he brought to everything. So it's going to be cool, though. So maybe I can talk more about my hire in a different episode, but I just wanted to get on here and try to keep these short. I have so much to talk about. It's crazy. If I really list all the things that I would like to catch everybody up on since, you know, my last blast of episodes, I'm really going to try to make this more consistent. You've heard me say that. But I want to entertain my buddy Ryan as much as possible and move to different areas of my journaling and talk about more of the fears and what it's like to now be local and have a studio and the journey I've taken to try to figure out how to grow a local business has been interesting. I've joined BNI chapter. I'm on the board of directors for the chamber now. I joined the chamber in Byhalia, Mississippi, so I go to those events. I'm trying to shake as many hands as possible, and it's a lot. So working my butt off, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about with that comes with all that, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep it under 10 minutes. Till next time, y'all. I appreciate you listening through this. If you want to support, go find my Facebook page at SRP Studios, the Instagram page at SRP Studios LLC. I'm going to start posting more reels. I'm making some real business reels. I have a nice teleprompter. I have all kinds of neat little things. So I'm really going to start putting out educational content, which if you listen to the first 10 episodes, you know how much I hate that. But it is what it is. I got to step up my game for marketing reasons. If you're interested in starting a podcast, again, I give a free consultation. Go to shelbyrowproductions.com and join the tip jar. Click that Patreon link. Join the tip jar. It's $1 a month, $12 a year. If 10,000 of you do this, we're in good shape. That would be very nice. And that's it, y'all. Again, brought to you by SRP Studios. And I wish you a good day.